today's show is entitled, and I don't usually use a negative, so I was interested when I was given this title, because you know I always wait for it. Why can't I be happy? After the I Am Money thing podcast that we did, and I took everybody through the shifts of how to really shift your experience and everything. As I was doing privates, a couple of people would say, I just can't feel happy, Dee. I just can't feel happy. And I think, quite frankly, a lot of us are up against that wall right now. And I want to explain to you why. Because, truthfully, we're looking, if we're on this path, we're looking at the last remnants of stuff that we have to move through, let go of. We've got to let our own Berlin walls fall down, basically. And we're running up against a lot of fear about that. So I want to kind of explain to you quickly how it happens. First of all, you know that the thought comes first. Your thought always comes first. If something's happened in your life, there is a thought and belief that you are energetically holding that is creating that manifestation in your life. If you move away from that rule, then you've moved away from exponentially moving forward really quickly. Okay? So you've got to look to yourself and go, I am thought, I am energy. And whatever I do with that energy will be manifested in my life according to my direction. Okay, so in order to do that, we have to know that we are the creative force. We have to know we are the energy that creates with direction. And ergo, we have to know then that we are God energy. Now, we've all been told all our lives that we're not supposed to be God. And if we're not supposed to be God, and part of us is working toward knowing that we're God, then it's really difficult for us to be committed to anything. And what it looks like is, I create money because I can hold on to the fact that I'm God, and then I lose money because I go, oh, well, I'm not God. Or another way it looks is, I can hold on to it, I can hold on to it, I can hold on to it, and then it doesn't show up, and then I lose it. Because I don't go within myself, I'm waiting for the stuff to show up so that I can know I have been the creator. So we go in and out of creation. Okay, let me get to my sheets here, because we don't take responsibility for ourselves because we think it's going to create more struggle, guys. We don't take responsibility for ourselves because we think it's going to create more struggle, when in actuality, it will be the freedom that we are asking for. Okay? So we have to make that big leap, then, into knowing that when we take responsibility for being the God energy that we are free, that we are freedom. So the more you can focus on being freedom, the more you move into being the creator that you are. So we're joining together in this claim, I am the knowing and accepting of the creation of me. I am, meaning I am the consciousness that is responsible for knowing and creating and accepting the creation of me. Okay. This is how it works. Knowingness is a feeling, guys. Knowingness is not proving. Knowledge is not proving something to you. That's the old way of looking at it, okay? Knowingness is a feeling. And that's why if you watch the I Am Money podcast, I took you through how to shift the feeling. To know something is an emotional experience. When I had six specialists telling me that I wasn't going to have my daughter, I knew anyway. I could feel her. And I, you know, sometimes it feels like you want to bet, watch this. And I held on to that for 6 years. I held on to my knowing for 6 years. It took me 6 years to get her, but got her, I did. I created the daughter that I wanted because I could feel her. Thought, so this is how it works. Thought is realized and known through your emotions. The reason that I always open the pituitary and the pineal gland is because the pituitary is the gland that receives all the thought frequencies that are hanging out there. You know, Einstein said half of his great discoveries, he went into his imagination and went, well, if I could imagine what the formula would be, what would it look like? So he opened his pituitary to receive the knowledge that of energy that's hanging out there for all of us. But you've got to be open to doing that, which means you cannot be in fear about what's going to come in, guys. So once the pituitary receives it, it sends those thought frequencies down to the pineal gland. And the pineal gland amplifies everything and ultimately controls all the hormones, which is what keeps you in balance and in health, mental, physical, spiritual, chemical, cosmic, and dimensional. Okay? The higher your thought is, the more joyful your thought is, the more excited your thought is, the more loving your thought is, the greater hormone balance and flow you have. So you understand then why Marion's Williamson's quote is so important. Our past is a story existed only in our minds. Look, analyze, understand, and forgive. Then as quickly as possible, chuck it and create the thought that you want. Create the thought. And you know I keep sending you over to Katy Perry's firework video. She's putting together the feeling and the thought of what you want. Now, the information has come in this week, and this is still intact here, 1 month. Okay, if you can focus on what you want, choose what you want, and focus only on that while you match it up with feeling awesome and loving and exciting for 1 to 2 months, you can turn things around. So if you really want to be happy, quit waiting for the rest of the world to do it for you and get busy, guys. So this is a claim. Everybody, whether you're listening past, present, or future, okay, I show up for me as the God I am. I show up for me as the God I am. Okay. You can't create and shine your bright light if you keep going to the past and going to the future. Your bright light is shining right now, and that is what attracts to you. So I want everybody then to, let's just, as a community here, whether you're listening to this later or on another dimension in time and space, I direct my energy centers to be open and balanced. I direct my hara line to be straight, strong, and through the ID point. I direct my pituitary and pineal gland to be open and receive all the light of knowledge. And so it is.